Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:21, and that means it's time to chat with Hancock and Kelly, as always, on a Sunday morning. Good morning, gentlemen. What a week we have just experienced. I guess I'll just open the floor to start. Just give me your takeaways immediately on what we've been witnessing the last few days. John, you want to start?
Yeah, well, it's quite a bit. The Republican National Convention, I think, went off fairly well in terms of the objectives that the organizers had hoped. Donald Trump, I think, missed a golden opportunity when he went on a bit too long with his speech. You know, the best advice I've ever given a political client, Scott, over the years, and I've given it several times, is this: stop talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that would have applied to Donald Trump's acceptance speech. But at the end of the day, you've got a Democratic Party in complete and utter disarray. A president, incumbent president, with approval ratings in the mid to high 30s, unprecedented. And most of the party infrastructure is trying to make a switch. That is fraught with all kinds of procedural and technical peril. And an incumbent president, seemingly, is unwilling to step aside. So net over the course of the week, I'd give the edge to the GOP in terms of the last 7 days.
All right, Michael, assess your party.
Well, number one, if John's number one piece of advice is to stop talking, I guess we teach that which we need to know the most. Boy, how many times have I said that to him? You know, after we finished speaking last week, Scott, it was a pretty dark day in American history. And I felt like there was a new tone set. And I have to confess, I watched far more of the Republican convention than I ever thought I would. It's the first time I'd listened to a Donald Trump speech since he was president during COVID. And it quickly brought me back to what it is that I dislike about Donald Trump, among other things. But that whole, 2 hours that we almost lived through was just unbelievable. And what was crazy about it is I felt like the president had a chance to flip the script. And for most of the convention, the previous 3 days and the first 30 minutes of his speech, he did that. And then he reminded us who we are. So Democrats got a little smile on their face, realizing that, in fact, we're still running against a guy that we can beat. And that's what the polling shows. Yeah, John's right. We're in disarray. We have a president who needs to come to reality and understand he's unable to win. But this is a winnable race for the Democrats. This thing's not over with. The American people are not happy with Donald Trump. And so hopefully the leaders of the Democratic Party, and I'm keeping my eyes on Nancy Pelosi. She seems to be probably the most solid politician the Democratic Party has that's not a former president. I'm keeping an eye on her and the moves that she's making, and I think she may help force the president, and that's unfortunate that that's the direction this may go, to stepping aside. And if that's the case, Democrats have a chance to win this election, and Donald Trump showed us why on Thursday night.
I want to read you a quote from AOC, who has been a steadfast supporter for Biden staying put. However, this week she says, if you think there is consensus among the people who want Joe Biden to leave that they would support Vice President Harris, you'd be mistaken. I'm in these rooms. I see what they say in conversations. A lot of them are not interested in removing the president. They're interested in removing the whole ticket. Your thoughts, Michael?
Well, that may be the case. I think, well, another way of putting it is they're interested in winning. Look, we are about to go through something unprecedented, at least in modern political time, where we may see a candidate who's won the nomination be replaced on the ballot. That hasn't happened since the television screens were black and white. I think that the calculus has changed from feelings and personalities to who is the candidate that can win this race for the Democrats. We've made this entire race about the question of democracy and the stability of democracy. If that is the case, then this election is bigger than any individual. And I think that's what's ultimately being expressed. I think AOC, who has become somewhat of a team player during the Biden administration, is reminding us all at the end of the day that she's got other ideas on her mind, and that's the things that are her number one focus. But at the end of the day, she's a team player, and she's going to be on board. And she knows as well as anybody that if we nominate anyone else, we have a chance to win this race.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot then. Just a quick follow-up question. Who is going to be the Democratic candidate for this presidential election?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. John, what do you think?
I think it's likely to be either Biden or Harris. What nobody's really focused in on are the party rules that are going to govern this convention. So let's say Joe Biden steps aside. If he releases his delegates, they're released. So he can ask them to vote for Kamala Harris, but he can't. They can't be forced or compelled. They can be forced and compelled to vote for Joe Biden because under their party rules, they're bound on that first ballot. But once he releases them, those are free agents. And I could easily see a couple, three Democrats saying, you know, here's my shot and I'm going to take it. And they get themselves nominated on the floor of the convention and then you're off to the races.
John, if you were consulting President Trump, former President Trump, what would you tell him in terms of strategy as all of this is unfolding?
Stop talking.
Okay, we're back to that. I gotcha. Michael, any final thoughts?
I'd tell the president, eat the green jello, and remember that this is bigger than you. Step aside to my president. So hopefully that's what's going to happen in this next week. You know, we're going to start the Olympics here, and then we're going to come back to the Democratic Convention, and the Democrats need to be united. They can't still be in chaos once the Olympics are over.
All right, gentlemen. True. All right, gentlemen, thanks for your thoughts. All right, take care. This is Total Information AM Sunday for July 21st.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.